This past Tuesday in Kansas, there was a ballot question. The question was whether access to abortion should remain as it currently stood. Considering how brightly Kansas glows red, at least politically, belief was that the result would see the current abortion laws in Kansas fall. The result surprised most, disappointed certainly the pro-life movement. With us now to review all of this and discuss what lies ahead for the pro-life cause in Kansas and elsewhere is the Vice President of State Affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List, Stephen Billy. How are you today, Stephen?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
SBAProLife.org is the website for the Susan B. Anthony List. We'll talk more about their work, how you can become a part of their effort as well. I guess the basic question, though, is, Stephen, we're looking back this Tuesday in Kansas, why did it happen? We know what happened, but why?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to get around the fact that it was a disappointment. It is definitely not what we wanted to see happen. But I think the media and the abortion industry's effort to create chaos after the Dobbs decision to flood the airways with misinformation, even to the extent that there's lies out there floating around about whether women can get care for an ectopic pregnancy or a miscarriage, they use fear to advance their position, and unfortunately in this case it worked. They were able to convince enough people that their lies were actually the truth, and it's unfortunate that they sunk to that level and went that way, but that's what they were able to achieve.
Now, if you look at abortion restrictions in Kansas, they already include limiting abortions after 22 weeks. Pregnancy to cases where the pregnant person's life is in danger. State also requires an ultrasound before a procedure, if I understand correctly. Those would remain in place no matter what the outcome would have been. So what was it that Susan B. Anthony and listening to the pro-life organizations were hoping for?
Well, the state Supreme Court has found a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. And, you know, what that's going to lead to over time could be very similar to what we saw under Roe, where more and more efforts that common sense regulations on abortion that people in Kansas support overwhelmingly are going to be struck down by the state Supreme Court, and the will of the people is not going to be able to be acted on. And what this amendment would have done is neutralize the Constitution and basically just say, as Dobbs said broadly for the American people get to have a voice on this issue. They get to determine it. They get to work through the democratic process and find consensus for their state and allow the will of their state to be acted on by their elected legislators and their governor. In Kansas, unfortunately, that's just not going to be able to be the case as we go forward. Common sense restrictions on abortion at 15 weeks when the baby can feel pain, those highly supported regulations just aren't going to be able to be upheld because of the state Supreme Court in Kansas.
Susan B. Anthony List spent a pretty heavy-duty chunk of money in Kansas trying to get a voter turnout and to make people aware of the truth versus what the opposition was putting through. Again, for you listening, the end result was, this is one of those ballot questions, too, where basically no meant yes, yes meant no. And it was 59% to 41% to keep abortion access status quo, as well as to follow along what Stephen just detailed. What was, because that message that Susan B. Anthony List put out was so prevalent, in hindsight, do you see anything that was missing from that message opposing the ballot question that might have made a difference if it was part of the message?
Well, I think, unfortunately, what happened is there's been so much misinformation floating around after the Dobbs decision. The abortion industry is intent on creating these fears for women that they're not going to be able to get medical care because of restrictions on abortion, and that simply isn't the case. I mean, a prime example, Planned Parenthood used to have on their website that the treatment of an ectopic pregnancy is not an abortion. That would be a factually accurate statement. Planned Parenthood deleted that statement from their website. And the abortion industry is seeking to cause this confusion and this fear by making it sound like women aren't going to be able to access medical care. They're not going to be able to get treatment for an ectopic pregnancy. Doctors aren't going to be able to care for them in the heartbreaking situation of a miscarriage. And it's that chaos that they're confusing, that they're causing, and it's leading to confusion, and we have to find a way to break through that message to make sure that the truth is heard. We've looked at all the laws in the states that have limitations on abortion right now, and women would be able to get the care they need across the board in every one of those states. And we have to do a better job, and it's a wake-up call for us to make sure that we're doubling our efforts to get the truth out, to make sure that people truly understand what we're talking about here is preventing the destruction of unborn children and their lives. And the other side has an extreme position. Their position is supporting taxpayer-funded abortion up until the moment of birth, and we need to do a better job at making sure people understand exactly what their policy position is, fighting through this misinformation, getting the truth out there, and exposing the extreme position of the other side.
Talking with Stephen Billy, who is the Vice President of State Affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List, sbaprolife.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Whether one wants to admit it or not, every side has its people firmly based in reality and rational thinking, and also every side, politically, social issues, pick whatever you want, is going to have extremists. Case in point, the pro-abortion movement has their Kermit Gosnells. Go back in history, Margaret Sanger, who quite frankly was a racist who believed in eugenics. On the pro-life side, do extremists, like a politician who puts a bill out that could in effect have a woman who gets abortion to be sued by the family of the person who raped her, do extremists hurt your cause?
There's definitely people who believe in bad policies that get away from what our goal is, and our goal is to protect the life of unborn children, to protect mothers from the harm that abortion causes. And we've come out, and we will continue to come out strongly and make sure that people understand what our position is. The pro-life movement, over 70 leaders from the pro-life movement signed a letter that made it clear they do not believe in criminalizing women who get an abortion. There are studies that show up to 60% of abortions are actually have coercion involved in them or pressure that the woman is actually not wanting that abortion. We're not ever going to advance bills or policies that would criminalize a woman going through that situation. We believe all of the efforts should be focused on the abortionists and the abortion industry who are seeking to prey on the women in those situations who are facing a crisis, who are facing an unplanned pregnancy, and telling them that the solution to their problem is killing their child. We're going to continue to fight for both the unborn child and their mothers. And where there are bad policies put forward, regardless of who puts them forward, we'll make clear that it's bad policy and make clear what we believe in, and that's the protection of unborn children and their mothers.
I think a lot of people are happy to hear that. I think, too, that overcomes a lot of the misinterpretation that the pro-abortion side of the equation tries to put on the pro-life side of the equation, that you're not stifling and you're not targeting, you're just looking to preserve life.
That's exactly right. You know, our goal is to make abortion unthinkable in our country, expose the reality of what it is. You know, late-term abortions are dismembering babies who can feel pain. At 15 weeks, we're doing surgery on babies in utero to save their lives. Babies can be born earlier and earlier with medical technology advancing and science advancing, and we can save their lives earlier into pregnancy. Science has never shown us that we need to take a step back or that babies are less than the human being that they actually are. We're going to continue to follow the science in that regard and make sure that we're protecting each one of those unique individuals.
He is the Vice President of State Affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List on the web at sbaprolife.org. Stephen Billy, thank you so much for your insight into a very, well, it can be a confusing, convoluted issue.
Well, I really appreciate it and encourage you and your listeners to check out voyageoflife.com. It's a straightforward, scientific-based website that shows the humanity of unborn children, and that's really what we're fighting about and talking about here. We're talking about protecting the life of babies, and we're going to continue to work on that every day.
And we'll add that link to our homepage as well, along with the sbaprolife.org. Stephen, thanks again.
Thank you so much.